The Mishnah says in Daf Ayin Hamud Beis Elokech Li Tashvish Minah Ida Gachavim Shadak Lahatvul Yatvul Lahagel Yagel Lavan Ba'or Yilavan Ba'or. So it's mavur that when you buy a keli from a guy, there's different dinim. If it's something that he used, it was treif, then you have to do a hechsher keli. You have to be magalit or melaben it. If it's something that was not used, it could even be a new keli. You don't have to kasher it because it's not treif, but you have to be matful it. Then you have this halacha of tefilas kelim. And it's mavur that these are really two different dinim, two separate halachas. One has really has nothing to do with the other. One is when a kli is treif, you have to kasher it. So if you buy a kli from a guy that's treif, you have to kasher it, whichever way needs to be kashered. But if you buy a kli which is not treif, it was never used before, then you don't need a kasher, but you need to be matal it. You have to be tevel it. That's a special halacha of tevilas kelim. Anything that ever belonged to a guy needs to have tevila. But the din of tevila has nothing to do with iser, like we see in the Gemara. Even kelim chadashim, even if it's a new keli that was never used before, you still need to be matal it because it was in reshus of the guy. It has absolutely nothing to do with iser and with tarfis. The pella is that if you look at Rashi and Chumash seems to say not like that. In Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, in Bamidbar, Rashi says like this. He says, why did the Torah say after Matlo Kelim, Sha'af lach shirin mina iser, hitin tefila l'kli matchis? That also, in order to even to be machshir them from the iser, the Torah says you have to be matlo kli matchis. So it's mashuf in the Lashon of Rashi that the din tefila that we're doing over here is lach shirin mina iser, it's to remove the iser. And the Chayetz Apel, it's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara is mavoy, that's nothing to do with iser. It's even by Kelim Chadashim. What does Rashi mean that the din of tefila is lach shirin mina iser? And I was thinking that maybe it can be Mazarashi, I'll be something that there are dvasas over here. It's Mavoy in the Gemara that even Kelim Chadashim need Tvila. Even though, so you see, it's nothing to do with Isser. But then the Gemara says, Filu Zuza de Sarbla Nami, maybe even a pair of scissors, which is not used for food at all, should need Tvila, if it's something to do with Isser. And the Gemara answers, no, the Kli Suda, Amor Beparsha, it's Dafka by Kli Suda. It's Mavoy that there's Mitzad Achad, it has to be Dafka Kli Suda, Mitzad Sheni. Even Chadashim need Tvila. And the question is, what's the pshat in that? If it's something to do with Isser, then why Dafka Kli Suda? If it's Dafka Kli Suda, it sounds like it does have to do with Isser. So what's the beer in this? What is the Gedar Advarim? So the Tva says, pshat over here, says in the Mamascha Kli Suda, it says like this, that it says, Afilu Chadashim Tzichm Tvila. Why? Because Mishum de Seifan Lishtamish B'Isser, V'yotzel L'Kedusha, Tzichm Hakasu Tvila, Afil Chadashim, Meshenkim Bezuzah de Sarbo. So the Lashon HaRedva is that the reason why even Kelim Chadashim need Isser, even though they were never used for Tarfus, but they're safe and Lishtamish B'Isser, they are Kelim that if they would have remained by the Gaim, they would have been used for Isser. And now they're going in Kedusha, and therefore they need Tvila. So it sounds like it's not just Stam Exes, Kosa Ba'alma, if it belonged to a guy, it needs Tvila. But being that these are Kelim that if it would have remained by the guy, it would be used for Tarfus, even though it was never used yet, but the Torah views it now already that there's a Shtukal Tarfus in it. That it's as if there has Shaychus to Dvar Masurim, and therefore you have to be matful it to be mighty from that Isser. That's why it's dafka kli suda. But even chadashim, mashenkin, a pair of scissors, that has nothing to do with food. Avada doesn't need tefila because there's no shaychus ever being used by iser. So we see that even though it's true that it's even by kelim chadashim that were never used by iser, but the aside hadvarim is the mechayv and mitzvah tefila is really machmas the iser, the tafris that it could have been used with, and that could be the bein rashi. And Rashi says it's achshem and iser. It's not that it was used by iser mamish, but that is really the mechayv of the tefila, the fact that there are kelim that are shaykh to be used by iser, and mela that there is. Ki'ilu, there's already Issa that's chal now, and for that reason, the Torah is already matzach the tevila now.